Greetings to you on this day. Welcome to this Thirsty Thursday podcast. I'm glad you're here. You are a friend of mine just by showing up and participating in God's Word together. Even if we can't see each other, we're bathing in God's Word and we're staying thirsty for more of God's Word. Well, today we're going to look at John 13, 31 through 35. This will be a familiar text to many of you as we go through it in Holy Week, but it's a reminder that it jumps off the page, almost smacks us in the faith, and reminds us of how we're called to live. It's all about the new commandment, the new commandment. So John 13, 31 through 35, here it is. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I'm going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this alone, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." I'm going to say that last verse again. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. This alone, if you have love for one another. And there goes the mic drop, right? Jesus lays it down. This passage that we read today is contained within a 5-chapter treatise known as the Farewell Discourse, where Jesus' life is coming to an end and he's being prepared to be raised into the heavens. But he still has some reminders and affirmations and ways of life to lead his disciples into. This takes place during the Last Supper with Jesus and his disciples before he's betrayed and arrested. So again, you would say, when we say farewell discourse, you could say last will and testament. Here's what I want you really to know. Here's what I want you walking around with. Please, please, please do not forget. Well, in these chapters, Jesus provides these final instructions for what it means to be the Jesus community. And he's always pointing them to continue to live as that community even after he is gone. So this passage is all about the new commandment, which is really begging the disciples, begging this community that's been created to love one another as he has loved them. Full stop, tap the brakes, don't proceed any further, do not go past go, right? All of those things. This is the commandment. This is it. This is what I want you to do. Just love one another as I have loved you. So you have to ask, how has Jesus loved you? What has Jesus done in your life? What has Jesus poured out? What new life has he equipped you for? All of those things. And you just sit in that place and you keep asking that question. And so when the world looks nuts and crazy, and why are bad things happening, and why does it seem like there's so much evil, and why is hate and division and all this stuff growing? Well, let's take a step back and say, how are we doing at loving as Christ loved us? Because there it is. There's your answer. And the only way that love is going to be more and more experienced by others is if we keep our eyes fixed in the right place, on Jesus, doing what he does, living like he lives. And a lot of times we don't like to hear it. That is sacrificial. It costs us something. There's pain involved. And that is really tough when somebody says, well, I only want to walk out from a gospel message or a text or a letter that Paul has written or whatever else, or I want to walk out of worship with a bounce in my step. Because sometimes when we're dealing with our humanity, that doesn't give us a bounce. What gives us a bounce is that we are invited in, begged by Christ to live like he lives, and we can go through the pain and suffering or whatever it is we go through because it's worth it, because new life and love will be there. But we have to be able to take that on, the new commandment, agape love. This is the kind of love that he's talking about. This isn't lovey-dovey, let me give you a hug, a high-five, a handshake, and make you feel better about yourself. This is unconditional love. And I don't know what it looks like for you, but unconditional love is often a challenging thing to lead with because we place conditions and terms. A lot of our love for our spouse, for our family members, for our agencies that we're a part, for the world, for people not like us, is so conditioned. It looks more like a contract that's written up by a mortgage company with 85,000 pages. And why do I have to sign my name so many times? There has to be a simpler way. But we've made it too complicated. We've made it too hard. We've placed too many conditions on what love is to look like. Agape, say that word, agape, agape, agape is unconditional love, and it is the defining mark for what it means to be a member of the Jesus community. So when we sign up, when we show up, our very first act is to lead with unconditional love. That's it. That's the beginning. That's the middle, and that is the end. Pretty boring book, huh? Pretty lame Bible study. Well, if that's the call and that's the challenge, all I can say is it is what it is. The beginning, middle, and the end is to look like agape love, the unconditional love of Jesus, to love like he has loved them. Wow. And so this kingdom of God that we talk about, it's defined by this love. God's vision is that humanity live in this kind of relationship with God, with one another, in the entire world. No limit, no restriction on it. But very often we get stuck in our own habits and patterns, our own personal success or our own priorities. And we forget that those things aren't real life, but we spend all our time chasing them or creating them. We spend more time working on getting another certificate maybe to hang on our wall than loving our neighbor. We spend time chasing more money, more success than we spend living in dynamic relationship with our spouse. We have children who say, I don't even know my dad or mom because they're never around. And we don't know really how, when we're in the middle of it, to change that, right? But in those simple expressions, what we're being told is, I need your love. I need that affirmation. I need that community. And so we step into that saying, that is the main thing. And we as God's people are called to keep the main thing, the main thing. And the writer of the Gospel of John, using Jesus' word, says this right here is the main thing. We have been claimed and called to be the Jesus community. And we know if God has no other hands but ours, no other feet than ours, well, God's counting on us then to bring this to bear, to bring this to life. And so if the world is short on love, we look no further than ourselves and our community systems in which we participate and say, how am I doing at loving? How are we doing at creating loving communities? And so spend some time this week thinking about unconditional love and what it looks like in your life and what it might look like for the sake of the world. And how do you see your church community, wherever you are, striving to model that Jesus command to love? How do you see your church, your people, your family, your small circles of people, how are you striving to model Jesus' command to love? And how could you be better at showing that love for all people? Good questions, right? So I'm going to keep this short and sweet today and say love, love, love. That's what it's all about. And so spend time after this podcast. Get out your journal page. Get in a conversation and speak about agape. Speak about keeping the main thing the main thing. And see how God can move you toward more full life in and through those conversation and in and through those ways of being. Yes, love, love, love. That's what it's all about. The new commandment that Christ has given us. May we do that and live. All right, stay thirsty, my friends.